This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. An ambitious effort is being planned and coordinated by a local man. It is an effort that brings together music, travel, fitness, education, and charity. The effort to which I refer is Mr. B's Joy Box Express. Mark Braun is Ann Arbor's export into the world of boogie-woogie music. The piano, his tool, his playing, morphing the instrument truly into a box of joy. Mr. B is preparing to embark on a bike trip that runs the span of the Mississippi River from the headwaters in Minnesota to where it empties into the ocean in New Orleans. A specially crafted bicycle will allow for Mark and his team of traveling musicians to pull the piano, bass, and drum set the entire way. It is the stops in between that will bring music, education, and charity together. As you may have guessed by now, my in-studio guest this morning is Mark Braun. And Mr. B, good morning and welcome back to WEMU yet again.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me out.
Well, the Joy Box Express, in one form or another, has been up and running for a couple of years now. And you've done some short jaunts across the state of Michigan and had great success in connecting with people and connecting charities together, bringing communities together through this music and travel endeavor. Now you're expanding it into something just huge.
We are. And we're learning every day that this is really an exponential step for us.
Well, I mentioned you're going to start in Minnesota and head down to New Orleans. What kind of communities are you looking to hit on your travel south?
Well, David, it's going to be about a 2,000-mile journey. And as you said, it will begin right at the headwaters of the Mississippi at Lake Itasca in Minnesota and terminate in New Orleans. And along the way, if you look at that area of the country, you'll see that there are only a handful of large cities, St. Louis, Memphis, Minneapolis, not many of them, and several medium-sized cities and a whole lot of very small places that we'll travel through. So it's a nice opportunity for us, and something I've really loved to do as part of this process is to take music to people in places that don't ordinarily get a chance to be a part of it. And we'll be doing a lot of that on this trip in some very small and out-of-the-way places.
And in kind of going to these places that might not otherwise have exposure to any kind of live music, really, you're endeavoring on something that is very popular with the organization Art Train. And as such, you've partnered with Art Train to kind of hit upon these communities.
Yeah, we really have, and we couldn't be happier about it. You know, I wish that Deb Pollock, the executive director of Art Train, were here to make her own case for her organization, but I know that part of their mission, over 40 years now, Art Train as a national arts presenter, has been to bring art to underserved communities and to help them enjoy how to pull together as a community, to present and savor the art, and to grow and improve as a community in so doing. And that's very much in line with what we do. And we realized in beginning to speak with each other right around January 1st of this year that we might benefit one another. And as such, we formally signed a partnership with Art Train just a couple weeks ago. It's brand new to us. And they are going to be helping us execute every aspect of our journey.
And again, supporting a very similar mission. Your mission statement on your website says, enhancing the quality of children's lives through music, art, and athletics. So with each of these stops, it really does become a charitable event, doesn't it?
Yeah, wherever we can. What we like to do is, we're not experts in the fields of advocacy, but I have very passionate personal feelings about resources that are available to people of all ages, especially kids, as it relates to my two ongoing passions, which have been athletics and art of any kind. And, you know, we are trying to make a little ruckus about that, trying to get people in the communities that we pass through to think about their own local conditions, to see whether it's in fact true that opportunities have been diminished. And if so, ought that trend be reversed? And how might it be? And can we, in any small way, for the very little time that we're in part of these communities, can we help them reverse that trend if that's the case, and direct some tangible funds towards those organizations? That's a part of what we do as we travel.
We are talking with Mark Braun, professionally known as Mr. B. He is taking his boogie-woogie piano talent on the road, bicycling the length of the Mississippi River with the piano literally attached to his bicycle. The Joy Box Express will begin the trek in Minnesota and conclude in New Orleans. Now, again, this was an idea that is Genesis is just a couple of years old, and it started out with one man and a bike and a piano. And now it is basically a growing organization that seeks to do something much bigger and much different. What is the biggest challenge in growing so fast?
Well, the biggest challenge for us is to, like many other organizations have, the same challenge, and that's to fund ourselves. There's no hidden wealth in our project. There's nothing that allows us to do this without the support of the larger community. And so we are endeavoring now. We've formed a team of almost 20 people that are working very consistently, all in specific areas, to help us execute our plan. And first among all those challenges is to fund ourselves for this trip. We like to be able to offer our services in communities sometimes without the expectation that they need pay for it, or in the case where they can, at least to make this very reasonable for them, we'd rather be able to be there and do what we can do rather than not. And there are many places that can't afford a lot. And so it's necessary. We will be four adults on the road for 90 days. And, with our equipment and with all the needs that you can imagine that we might have while we're gone, with the ongoing needs that our families have at home.
Exactly.
So it's a challenge, but we have received so much enthusiastic energy from those of us that have formed a team and that are intent on solving that riddle.
So has the fundraising begun in earnest?
It has. It has. Our most significant and important date is almost immediately in front of us right now, and that is a May 19th fundraiser at the ARC here in Ann Arbor from 1 to 4 p.m. So should anybody look at the ARC calendar and see that there's something else going on there that evening, don't be confused. This is a Sunday, May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. fundraiser for ourselves, which has been a combination of private invitation, which went out first. We had quite a good response, and it's still ongoing. And tickets are now on sale through the ARC and through all their typical manner, Ticketmaster and so forth, I believe, to come to that event. And that's an event that is going to be pretty extraordinary just in terms of the music that we're offering here in Ann Arbor. We've got myself, George Bedard, Mad Cat Ruth, San Slamovitz, Paul Keller, Ellen Rowe, Pete Sears.
That's an event that I could selfishly go to, and yet it's going to do something good.
Yeah, and at that event, we'll have a nice chance to explain who we are, what we've done, what our goals are for the future.
Well, as our time winds down, we'd also like to take this opportunity to let the folks know that we are going to be partnering with you in a banner. As you make your trip from Minnesota to New Orleans, you're going to be blogging, making video posts, some written word, and kind of allowing people to follow the entire trip along. And WEMU is going to create space on its website so that people can go to WEMU.org and follow along and see exactly what you're doing. And, of course, we'll be checking in with you at various points along the way.
Everyone on our team is so grateful for your interest. This is a really great way for us to reach out to the folks back home. Yeah, many people here have taken a great interest in our project and have invested time and energy and resources into seeing it succeed. This is a great opportunity for us to stay in touch with them in an efficient way, so we appreciate that.
Now, tentatively, this trip is to get underway on September 1st. That could change, but your blogs are going to start in the very near future, and people will be able to follow along and figure out exactly when the start and end dates are.
That's right. We'd like people to know, and with your help, to get a better understanding of what all of our concerns are, the challenges, just be a part of the whole story, what's going on behind the scenes in order to make it happen, what all the many facets of organizing an endeavor like this are, and to report them through your website is a great opportunity for us, and we're going to begin to do that soon.
Well, Mark, good luck, and thank you very much, and we'll be obviously talking very soon.
Thanks so very much for your interest.
That is Mark Braun, Mr. B. And again, for more information on Joy Box Express, check out joyboxexpress.com. And in the very near future, you'll be able to check his blogs right here at WEMU.org. You will be able to follow the entire trip right here on WEMU, and we will be periodically talking with Mark during his travels, so make sure you check our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.